Sicha Gufam. How do you know if somebody comes to you and says, I'll kill you if you don't kill somebody else, maybe you're allowed to kill the other person. The terrorist says, behind them, stay alive. See, how do I stay alive? By killing somebody else. What's wrong with killing somebody else? It's an Avera. So by Averis, the klal is v'chaibim. The terrorist says you have a right to do the Averis, to stay alive. So why can't I kill somebody else to stay alive also? How do I know I can't kill somebody to stay alive? It's a hefter akroh, the terrorist says v'chaibim. Echdi gemara svarihi. This is a svar. We know by own reasoning. The Ahudi yosla kaim in the Rava. So my says somebody came in front of Rava. Omali, he told Rava like this. Omali mara deroi. My mayor, the head of my city, Rashi says, Maru Deroy means Shultan, Shokfar, Shani Darsham, my mayor, Punk the mayor, my city told me like this, Katle Lapalmya, I want you to go kill somebody. V'loy, if you're not going to kill my friend, Katlin Aloch, I'm going to kill you. That's what the Shultan told this Jew. He told the Yid, I want you to kill another Jew, and if you're not going to kill the other one, I'll kill you. So why did Rav answer him back? Omalei Niklucho, you have to let yourself be killed. V'loy Siktor, and you're not allowed to kill somebody else. You have no right to kill somebody else. And what's the svara? Because my chazis, the doma didoch, sumik tfein. Who tells you, what's your right to say that your blood, the doma didoch, your blood, sumik tfein is more red? In other words, who says that you're more choshev than the other person? Dilma maybe, doma dehu gavram. The blood of the other person, sumik tfein, is more red than you. He's better than you. So in other words, how do you have a right to kill somebody else? Like, how can you say he's better than you? So since you don't know if he's better than you, therefore you don't have a right to do the Aveira. So first of all, the Kasha, all the Achareinim ask, really there's a Mishnah we haven't heard yet, that there's a Seidat Dvarim, who is more Chasha than the other? If you find an Aveira in Aveda, you have to first give it back to your father, first give it back to your Rebbe, first give it back to a Koyin, a Levi, Yisrael. There's a whole Seidat Dvarim, who you have to give Kibbutz to first. If somebody, two people are drowning in the ocean, a Talmud Chacham comes first over somebody else. A Rebbe comes first over somebody else. A Kayin comes before a Levi. There's a whole say to who is more chashiv, who you have to save more than the other one. So how could the Gemara say so posh it here? My chazis, who says, let's say you know, you're a Talmud Chacham, and the other guy's a bum. A guy drinks a beer, the mamash rolls in the streets all day. So how could you say to Svara, can't kill him because he maybe is redder than me. But you know, Claw, you're redder than him. Like, what's the Gemara Svara really? So we'll see. Rashi will have one to Shaila. Rashi says, my chazit the dom of the dog sumach tvei. Kleima. Whenever Rashi says a kleima means something shver, and Rashi says kleima, let's think into it. Kleima, you have to say like this. My baitcho, lenishre milsa. Why would you think to say, I have a right to kill the other person? Why shall I, why? Push it. Mishum v'chaibem. The terrorist says a cloud, you have to stay alive. V'loi shiyamas bem. In other words, the Torah was given to us mitzvah to live. But I must say, we live, the mitzvahs give us, keep us alive. We live because of the Torah and the mitzvahs. The mitzvah are to keep us alive, and not to let us die. So whenever it comes to shaila of killing ourselves, we don't have to listen to the Torah, because the Torah wants us to live. So we're allowed to do the Averim. So mainly you would say here also, I'm allowed to kill somebody. Of the time of Shadav, what's the reasoning why? Lefi shechaviva nafshon shal Yisrael lefnei amokim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a nefesh, loves a person. A Yiddish person, a Yiddish nefesh Hashem loves. Yaisem in a mitzvah. More than doing the mitzvah, doing the Averis. Therefore, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like in our Mishnah, it's Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat the Chiv Koros. But if you're not Koros to Poshes, you smell something, and if you don't eat it, you may die. So Hashem says, Tibatel HaMitzvah, Gzunte, go and eat now. Be Madu the Averim. The Yichi Abi, you stay alive. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to be alive more than he wants you to die. That's the klal all over. So be of the Averis, question, should I die? Should I do the Avera? Hashem wants you to do the Avera and to stay alive. But in the case of killing somebody, Yeshkan Yisrael Neron. Here you don't have that svar anymore. Because the manashach and nefesh is going to be taken away. The question, are you going to kill the other person? Or are you going to have yourself be killed? But a nefesh is going to be taken away here. V'ha mitzvah b'telah. And secondly, you also want to do an avera. So then you have no hesitation to do the avera. Is lama, why should I say, Yeter v'yeni amokim should be good in Hashem's eyes, lavral mitzvaysav. So here I should have a hesitation to do the avera. In other words, you want to have a heter to do a ma'isa riga. There's a law in the Torah, let's hear it, you're not allowed to kill. You have to have a heter to kill somebody. What do you want to say, I have a right to kill somebody? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the fact that I keep my nefesh alive rather than doing the Avera. But here, if you do the Avera, a nefesh is going to be taken away. So Mamonashach, there's going to be a nefesh taken away here. Is lama yedama chaviva olav yesim idam chavercha Yisrael. Why do you say you're better than him? In other words, that gives you no right to do an Avera. Like, true, there's a Mishnah in Hurrius that says there's a Seder who's more chasher than the other one. And you're not doing an Avera there. There you have three people drowning in the river. You can only save one of them. Who should you go to save? You're not doing any Avera. The question is, who should I save now? There's a mitzvah, a Mishnah, who's more chasher? A Kohen is more chasher than a Levi. A Talmid Chacham is more chasher than him. Your Rebbe is more chasher than him. That's when you're not doing an Avera. Stam, who to care about, there's this one is more chasher. But here you want to do an Avera. It's not only a question, maybe a true, I'm more chasher than him. If the person is a Talmid Chacham, that guy's a bum, raised in the street all day, he's a bum, he's not as chasher as he is. But I call upon him, what's your right to do the Avera though? You want to have Heter, you want to have Heter, not to do an Avera of Le Tirtzach. All over the Heter, Hashem says, I would rather you stay alive than not do the Avera. So good, do the Avera. But here you don't have that Svara, because the Monashach, one nephew, isn't going to be taken away. So since you don't have the old Svara all over them, now there's a Svara, who gave you the right to do the Avera? So it's a bit so dochic in the Gemara though, even though the Gemara says the Svara, who says you're redder than him, even though it's saying really we know you could be redder than him, but the Svara is, the fact that you're redder, you're a little bit deader, doesn't give you a right to do the Avera. That's not the Svara of a Chayvahem. The fact you're a little bit more chasher than him, doesn't give you a right to do the Avera. The only right you have to do the Avera is that Hashem doesn't want anybody to die. Hashem wants you to stay alive. You have to do an Avera now? Okay, you can do the Avera now. But here that somebody has to go, so one nefesh will be taken away, so you don't have that Svar anymore. So maybe now you have no right to do the Avera. So Svar is you have no right to go kill somebody. Therefore you have to let yourself be killed. So that's the Svar by Ritzicha. And how do we know by Gila Royis? That's the Hekesh before we learn now, Naram Rosa from Ritzicha. And Avodah Zarah, that was the first Svar of Yehavta Shalom Akechom. The Chol Levach, Chol Ashkom, that sometimes you have to have Avodah Hashem, even though you have to give away your nefesh. So that's how we know these three Averas are different. Right. Hahi Uvra, what's that, my pregnant lady, the Archa? She smells some food on Yom Kippur. Shashi Sharech of Yom Kippurim Hoya. Is Osla Kaim of the Rebbe? She came in front of Rebbe. O Malahu. See, the Rebbe told them, Zilu Luchushala. Go whisper into her, the Yom Kippurahu. Like today's Yom Kippur. Let's try and maybe calm it down. Like try and talk into it, Yom Kippur. Maybe the Uber were here also, it's Yom Kippur. The Mara says, Luchushala. They talk a whisper that they told her, today's Yom Kippur, and then Echanami, it went away, the desire to eat went away. Shrashi lechushala, the ozna, whisper into her ears, Shiyom HaKippurim hu, hayoyim, ulai tuchel esapik, maybe you'll be able to hold yourself back, maybe the title will go away. And it happened, v'yilchisha, Shrashi kiblu es lechisha, Sheaposa Kuba mitavosin. Just Rashi. The kid stopped having his taifa. Mashri spoke into the ear, the baby inside heard it, Tajam Kippur, and his taifa also went away. Sheaposa Kuba mitavosin. The baby lost his taifa, and she didn't have to eat. So Rebbe said on this Isha, Kori Aleh on this kid, that Beterim, Erzercho Babotin, Yidatichim. Even before you were born in your mother's stomach, you knew me. In other words, Rebbe saw that this Uber is a Chashav Uber. Mamash, even in his mother's stomach, he listened to Rebbe. He listened, and they told the baby, like, today's Yom Kippur, the baby listens. So Mara says, like, a Nofik B'nai Rabbi Yochanan. This is where Rabbi Yochanan came out. This is Rabbi Yochanan's mother, when she was pregnant with him, on Yom Kippur. He had a tie with teeth, and they told him, today's Yom Kippur, he stopped eating. He stopped it. So that's the Terem Ratzorcha, Babotin Yidaticha. The Mara, another Maestah, the opposite, of Russia. Hahi Ubra, there was another pregnant lady. The Archa, she also smelled some food on Yom Kippur. Is also kind of the Rabbi Chanina. They came in front of Rabbi Chanina. What should we do? The Isha says she has to eat now. She's afraid she'll die if she doesn't eat. Is Amalu? So he also said the same Meitzah. Tell her lechushala. Go whisper into her ear that today's Yom Kippur. Maybe she'll lose a taiva. V'lo yilchisha. And it didn't nothing doing. The baby still had the taiva. Still wanted to eat. And so Mastamba had to give a teeth on Yom Kippur. Is Koriyaleis Rabbi Chanina said upon this one about this kid that Zayru Rishoyim Erechim. That sometimes Rishoyim even come out from the Rechem also. That was Nick of this baby is a Russia.